Thank you for calling Excel. This is Iris. How can I help you?
Hi, Iris. Is Gabriel in?
May I ask who's calling?
Yeah, it's Sam with Bank of Cardiff.
Can you please hold?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
This is Gabriel.
Hey, Gabriel. This is Sam at Bank of Cardiff. How
hey,
are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, not too bad. Not too bad. Hey, so I'm with the underwriting department over here. It looks like your file just got passed along to us. Kind of wanted to give you a call to go over a few things, make sure we're all on the same page with what
sure.
we'd like to accomplish here. Okay, perfect. Perfect. So just a couple, and forgive me if some of this is repetitive. I'm going to be confirming a lot of things that are on here, but it's just kind of a quality control sort of thing here.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right. So, first of all, I have you down as the 100% owner of the business. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Excellent. And then I have, as far as your start date, I have the beginning of 2015. Is that
yes,
also correct?
January,
okay.
January 2015.
Okay. Excellent. Excellent. And I see that you guys did about $111,000 for your gross annual sales for 2015. Now,
yeah,
kind of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, for this year, do you have an idea of what you're tracking to do?
380.
380, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And as far as what
we're
looking for here.
We've been at 340 calculated on for the first 10 months of the year. And I'm estimating, could be more than 380, but I hope it's less because I have to pay more taxes.
yeah, that's a fine little bubble there, huh?
So it's not, but I think it's. I hope it's less than four.
Okay, all right. That gives me a nice little starting point, at least a point of reference. Now I see you've been working with. Is it Hashem?
Yes.
Okay, let me just pull up his notes real quick here. Okay, so it looks like he has down that you're looking for about $100,000. Does that sound right to you?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, and can you sort of, there are some notes here, but could you sort of walk me through what you're looking to use the funds for?
Okay, so I'm trying to, I want to, and I will, hire another physical therapist. The average salary for a physical therapist is around $70,000. If we add the 30% benefit, that puts in the $91,000. Plus some other marketing expenses, I think $100,000 is what I need. Well, the reason for which I need the money, I can hire someone, but I really want to go more outside and develop the business.
Okay, and how so? Can you go into a little detail on that?
Yeah, so it's if I will have somebody, because I'm the only therapist here right now.
Oh, okay.
If I will have a therapist that will be able to take care of the patients, of course he or she will not be able to handle a number like I do. But anyway, if they do 70% of how much I'm doing right now, that gives me extra time to go and market and present the services to other consumers.
Okay, absolutely. Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. What type of marketing do you normally do?
Generally, you start from going door-to-door or whatever, not door-to-door, trying to get in touch with the physicians because we are a referral-based type of business.
Oh, I see, yeah.
And so besides being a referral type of business, then we have some other things. I'm specialized in ergonomic evaluations, in ergonomic assessments. So we have a lot of factories and offices around here that can use ergonomic services. For the time being, I did not have time to even market this one.
Sure, sure. Okay.
So we can do a lot of prevention services. We can do a lot of teaching for all the companies. We live in a in a very, it's not very, but it's a rural area based on wine production and grapes and stuff like that. We have a lot of wine manufacturing sections here, and that will be a good business for us to dig into.
Okay. Now, as far as a time frame goes for this, how soon were you looking to bring the funds on?
The sooner the better, and the reason is that I'm not saying that it's happening tomorrow. The sooner the better is because what happens is this startup is it's very. I'm in this business for the last 20 years, I've been in management. I had my practices in Biloxi, Mississippi. Both of them destroyed by Hurricane Katrina in 2005. And in the last 10 years, I've been in management as a director of rehab, area manager, and so on. So I'm telling you that not because I want to brag on myself. I know how hard it is to get a physical therapist.
Sure.
It's a profession in which it's a huge demand. So now in December, there are a group of schools who are graduating. So they graduate generally in December and June.
Oh, okay.
And so that's why I want to be prepared by December, and I have some prospects in my mind that will graduate this month. Then to make an offer, then they can work. But not in full rights. I have to be with them, and I have to sign their papers until they pass their license exam,
which is
2 months. 2 months generally after that. So by February, they're in a full speed ahead, so they can do all these things.
Okay, so I got you. You have kind of a window to be able to, you know, snag those therapists as they're graduating, get them now. They'll be fully functional by February.
Yes.
Okay. All right, got a good idea on that. Now, as far as, you know, looking for the funds goes, have you gone to the bank to see if they have anything there for you?
No, I have not gone to the bank, to be honest with you, because I was this letter in the mail. Actually, as I was talking to your colleague, I got another letter. I got quite a few in the mail, but I spoke with them. It was more convenient for me to talk to them instead of going to the bank. I don't know why it was convenient, maybe. But I never talked to the bank. The bank actually called me and asked me if I wanted some funds, if I want equipment. They wanted to. U.S. Bank was actually I'm banking with them for a lot of years, so for my personal banking needs, and they've been kind. I have not talked to them about that.
Okay, yeah, and you know, a lot of times it's nice to know what your options are. I know if you're looking to try to have something in place by December, time might be an issue with, you know, your normal bank. Sometimes they can lag a little, so a lot of times that's where we come into play. We're able to go on a little shorter time frame. Now, have you ever done a working capital loan before?
No,
okay. So I can give you kind of a rundown of how it works. I'm sure Hashim went... Yeah, I'm sure Hashim went through a little with you, but I'll give you the basics of it. So really, it's a program that is based primarily on your sales. So we take a look at your cash flow. We get you approved for a total amount. Usually, it's something along the lines of like 10 to 15% of your top line revenue. What we do, it's usually about 10 to 15% of your top line revenue at one time. So we can do it in increments, but each increment is usually about 10 to 15% of the top line. Now, what it is it's cash that we would deposit into the business checking account, and you're free to use it however you see fit, so it gives you kind of some maneuverability in how you spend it. Now, the terms that we set you up on are typically shorter terms than more traditional financing. It usually ranges somewhere from 3 months to 3 years. So we have a little window in there. The way that it works is I get you qualified for both an amount and a term. So what I'm going to do is shoot to get you qualified for the largest amount and the longest term, and then we can work backwards from there to see kind of, you know, what makes sense for you. We'll run the numbers. Did you have an idea of how long of a term you were looking for?
Not that long. I think by a year and a half, 2 years, just to feel comfortable.
Okay. So we're in the same ballpark then. Okay.
No. I don't want five. And no. Because I don't have, as you can see, I don't have any other debt. I have, I think, 7,000 on equipment, which I can pay tomorrow. But I prefer to improve the credit rating of the company.
Okay, absolutely. Now, let me see here. I'm looking through, like I said, your file just got passed over to underwriting, so this is kind of like an initial analysis of it. I'm looking through a couple of things here. I see on the bank accounts, there are a couple of things coming out. Is the banker's leasing, is that the equipment financing that you were referencing? Okay, perfect. And that's a monthly payment coming out every month? All right. Okay, and then I see something from LendingClub. Do you have a loan going through LendingClub as well?
That's my personal. No, I have a personal loan. Then I put it over there to go directly from there. Otherwise, I can transfer my account and goes over there.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
So
All right.
five something, I think. I don't know. 5, 6, I don't know. 499, 599.
Yeah, I think I don't have it right in front of me right now. I think it was like 499 or 599, something like that. Okay. Okay, perfect. And that's a it's a personal loan for you, and you're doing monthly payments on that one as well. Okay. Excellent. Now, as far as what we are looking for here, the 100,000, a little feedback for you, okay? So I see, we're tracking to do about 380,000. So obviously, the percentage that I gave you with, 10 to 15%, we're looking at something closer to like 40 to 50,000 for the initial run at this. That's probably what I see on the table for you. So I guess what I would like to kind of go over is the 100,000. I understand we want that in place to be able to hire the physical therapist. Now, does all of that 100,000 need to be available up front? Because I can get you the 100,000, but realistically, it looks like we'd have to do this incrementally.
Okay, so incrementally, let's see how we talk about the increment. So it's gonna be, so suppose it's gonna be 50 grand once, okay, or 40,
Sure,
or whatever.
sure.
Okay.
Yeah, we can say 50 just to keep it even and easy for now, for
Okay.
conversation's sake, yeah.
So on when is gonna be the next round?
Okay, yeah.
So
So
we
the
estimate it's gonna be in 6 months. It's gonna be based on the how soon we pay over the other one. How that works? Because I don't know very much.
Yeah, let me walk you through that. My hope and kind of strategy on this, looking at it, is I would like to get you into a program that is going to be set up to allow you to get that initial amount, probably we'll say 50,000 right now, get you that up front, then establish a relationship where you show that you can make the payments on time. Once you get a couple months into the term, usually it's about 40% of the way into the term. So if we set you up initially on like a 1 year term, once you get about 4 or 5 months into it, I want to have an option for what we call a renewal. At that point, we would open you up to additional financing, so more cash, get you the other 50,000, and extend the term.
Okay,
So,
so you're thinking that, so let's say no 4 months, let's say 6 months. Let's
sure.
say that you've got 6 months. You're hoping that if the payment history, even the first 6 months, is good and proves that you guys don't take too much of a risk on it, you think or you are sure that you can come up with another 50. Am I correct?
Absolutely, yes. That's the way that these usually work. We're what we call a relationship-based bank. So the first time around with initial customers, our options are a little limited. Once you establish that relationship, it mitigates a lot of the risk, and our options, we have a lot more to work with from there. So typically, for first-time borrowers, we usually have the terms limited at about 2 years, so a little shorter options on those. And then for the payback, we usually start you off, well, depending on what you qualify for, either a daily or a weekly payment. And then, once you establish that relationship, you get to the renewal point. At that point, you're going to have longer term options and different payback options available to you. Usually, the percentage of your sales that we're able to get you at that point increases as well. So right now we have some limitations on the file, okay? So your gross sales at 380,000 obviously is going to be a limit to try to get you 100,000 all at once. Now, we can work through that. And also I kind of want to be upfront with you here, looking at the file. So there are a few other limitations here that we're going to have to work through. So the time in business is a factor that we consider. So you guys are just under 2 years. We're still absolutely going to have programs for you, but it is going to be something we got to work with. There's the previous bankruptcy I see on there, and then on the tax return from last year, Yeah. And that's a small factor. All that does is limit a couple of the programs that are available. We're still going to have something, but it does limit it. So as of right now, I'm just letting you know that my options are a little limited. I do still have options for you. Also, I see last year there was the, it looks like you guys took a $20,000 loss on the tax return. So that might also, that might also lead to a cap on the total amount that we can do on the initial deposit. So I just want to be upfront with you on that, so we're all on the same page. So, you know, with that in mind, what do you think would be an amount, a minimum amount that you would be able to start off with?
As I said, the more the better. It's mostly, as I discussed, so if you bring a new staff, the time is very, it's very tight. So you have to pay attention to train somebody. There are a lot of things that they're coming to consideration.
Sure.
And, of course, the monthly production is not, it will not be the same. It's very simple to rationalize that. So the more the better, the sooner the better. So why don't we do it this way? It's very hard for me to, there's nothing to negotiate here.
Sure.
So you guys, you have your strict rules over there. It makes sense. Everything that you're saying, it makes sense. Why don't you do this? You have my email address, and why don't you put together for us a plan? Says, okay, this is the amount, this is what happens, this is when it can be the second round, send it to you, and so on. And we'll go from there.
Okay, yeah, and I think that's probably the right way to do it. So what I'm going to do, I think I have enough information from you right now to at least know what we are shooting for. I'm going to go ahead and give a green light on the file. We will get you an approval for the largest amount that we can. Obviously, it's going to come in less than the 100,000, but I'm going to go as high as I can, and then we'll give you the rundown of kind of what to expect from there. And then we'll just take it from there and see what makes sense.
Yes, I think that's the easiest way. If you guys go with a weekly payment, it's fantastic. Because in this way, it helps me to budget. So if you say, okay, I'm going to give you 50,000, and I want you per each and every week to give me this amount of money, then I'm going to look on the way I budget myself. Yes, says, okay, I'm going to add all the expenses. And I says, okay, is it doable or not doable? Is it too tight? Doable it is. I don't have any worries about that. But I want to see how tight it is. How much pressure can I put into it? Because, as I said, it's not the loan itself is mostly for the peace of mind. It's not for something that, you know, without this one we will not make it. I can make it. But I like to have a cushion and to feel comfortable doing other things.
Sure. Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and move the file along. It's, you know, the end of the day on Friday, so probably not much more going to get done on it today. We'll probably be working on it through Monday. So I think Tuesday we'll probably have some initial feedback for you.
That would be fantastic. You just put something together and we'll go from there. Okay?
Okay. Perfect. Well, I appreciate the time, Gabriel.
Sure, not a problem. Have a nice evening.
You too. Enjoy the weekend.
Take care. Bye-bye.